Oh, तस्य तत्र निज कश्चित् अत्र स्वमीयच्छिनः मम्मतम् विश्वनम् सन्दते hear.
Again.
Somebody.
Join.
Or tire.
For
the self-interest.
Yogavi.
Expert in the power of mystic yoga. Translation is some purpose by Divine Grace of Vaishnavanarjuna Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ravi text 7. Translation. When the she-goat who had fallen in the well saw her beloved goat engaged in sexual affairs with another she-goat, she could not tolerate the goat's activities. Aggrieved by her husband's behavior with another, the she-goat thought that the he-goat was not actually her friend, but was hard-hearted, and was her friend only for the time being. Therefore, because her husband was lusty, she left him and returned to her former maintainer. The word swaminam is significant. Swami means caretaker or master. Devayani was cared for by Shukracharya before her marriage. And after her marriage, she was cared for by Yayati. But here the word swaminam indicates that Devayani left the protection of her husband, Yayati, and returned to her former protector, Shukracharya. Vedic civilization recommends that a woman stay under the protection of a man. During the childhood, she should be cared for by her father, in youth by her husband, and in old age by her own son. In any stage of life, a woman should not have independence. Being very sorry, the he-goat, who was subservient to his wife, followed the she-goat on the road and tried his best to flatter her, but he could not pacify her. Then the she-goat went to the residence of a brahmana, who was a maintainer of another she-goat. And that brahmana angrily cut off the goat's dangling testicles. But at the he-goat's request, the brahmana later rejoined them by the power of mystic yoga. Please repeat. The she-goat went to the residence of a brahmana, who was a maintainer of other she-goats. And that brahmana angrily cut off the goat's dangling testicles. But at the goat's request, the brahmana later rejoined them by the power of mystic yoga. Here, Shukracharya is figuratively described as the husband of another she-goat. This indicates that the relationship between husband and wife in any society, whether higher or lower than human society, is nothing but the same relationship between the he-goat and the she-goat. For the material relationship between man and woman is one of sex. Yan moitu nadi yamehi shukam hi tucham. Shukracharya was an acharya or expert in family affairs, which involves the transfer of semen from the he-goat to the she-goat. The words kaschit ajya swami expressly indicate that herein that Shukracharya was no better than Yayati, for both of them were interested in family affairs generated by Shukra or semen. Shukracharya first caused Yayati to become old so that he could no longer indulge in sex. But when Shukracharya saw Yayati's emasculation, would make his own daughter a victim of punishment, he used his mystic power to restore Yayati's masculinity. Because he used his power of mystic yoga for family affairs, and not to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this exercise in the magic of yoga is no better than the affairs of the he-goats and the she-goats. Yogic power should be properly used to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Lord Himself recommends in Bhagavad Gita 6:47. Yoginam api sarvesham yam magadendha aratma sharavanvati yomam sharmiyo yuntam omata. O Lord Yogis, he who abides always in me with great faith, worshipping me with transcendental loving service, is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Om Agyan Smirandasya Jhandanam Samakriya Sakturam Nandina Sri Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Padana Shiva Shri Guru Bhakta Dhanda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The she-goat went to the residence of a Brahmana who was the maintainer of other she-goats, and that Brahmana angrily cut off the goat's dangling testicles, but at the goat's he-goat's request, the Brahmana later rejoined him by the power of his mystic yoga. So here Prabhupada's pointing out he has mystic power, he could do that. He could cut the testicles off and rejoin them by his mystic power. But that's not really the purpose of mystic power. Mystic power is for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of all the yogis, those who abide in me, thinking of me, not anything else. They are the highest of all, so this is the purpose of yoga, the highest. You understand Krishna. The Shukracharya, he was the progenitor also, so he had this service of being progenitor. And he had these powers as well, but he was using them simply for the purpose of population. So, the idea is being pointed out here that the goat's business, the goat's business is simply to enjoy. And that was his main identity. His main identity was to enjoy it. But this is a very strong identity. If we analyze ourselves, or I analyze myself, I see that my identity always goes to being the enjoyer of the situation. So this consciousness, this is why we're in the material world. We want to be the supreme enjoyer. We want to occupy Krishna's position. Sarvaloka Maheshwara. I am the proprietor and enjoyer of all the planets and the planetary realms. So that's Krishna's position. Now we're in the material world, we're trying to imitate Krishna. Clear imitation, actually. The whole world is running around trying to be the enjoyers. So this is the main consciousness in the material world. Otherwise, what is the purpose of coming here? What is it? Why did Krishna create this material world? These bodies and senses and everything. So we can experience, really enjoy it. To satisfy our desires. Krishna doesn't create the material world for his pleasure. He's got unlimited Vaikuntha worlds to enjoy it. So he doesn't need any place to enjoy the material world for enjoyment. He's got so much in front of him. But his consciousness is one of being the enjoyer, and the goat's consciousness is one of being the enjoyer. So he's pointing out, what is the difference? Consciousness is the main thing of the body, right? If there's no consciousness, the body is useless. Nothing is functioning. So consciousness is the main thing. So what is that consciousness? The main consciousness that we have adopted, I am the enjoyer. So that puts us on the level of the gods, cats and dogs. Because everybody else has this human form of life, means we've got to get out of this consciousness that we can enjoy it. And establish that Krishna is the enjoyer. That's his rightful position. That's his rightful place. So we're trying to put ourselves in the position of servant of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and we are the enjoyer. So our business is to expand Krishna's pleasure. This is the purpose of our existence. The very core of our existence. Bhagavad-gita, this verse. What is one and it becomes many. God is one and we are the many. So what is the difference? God is one singular and we are the pure plural. So what is the difference between the two? God is one and we are the many. God is one and he becomes many. Why does he become many? And the answer is for his pleasure. God's business is pleasure. Our business in the material world is pleasure also. Ananda Maya Vaishnava, we're seeking pleasure, but unfortunately we don't live in the wrong place. Don't get it in the material world. We get it when we go back home, but you've got to serve Krishna. Nitya Nityanam Svetana Svetana. There is one Nitya and there are many Nityas. We are the many Nityas. So what is the difference between them? There is one Nitya, he is the enjoyer, we are many. Many Nityas, we are also the enjoyers. So what is the difference between that one? Well, that one it mentions. That one, that single one, he maintains all the other plural Nityas. We cannot say that. We cannot say we are maintaining everyone. I am maintaining myself. I can say that. I make it family, extended family. I am maintaining. But we can't say that we maintain everyone. In every place, in all times, but Krishna makes that claim. And so this is the difference. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he has expanded into many to expand his pleasure of enjoyment. So this is core of our existence, is to expand Krishna's pleasure. But unfortunately, we're like goats, and we're trying to expand our pleasure. Especially in the form of this sex life. No matter what, whether it's a ghost body or a human body then, or any kind of body then. The desire there, the desire to enjoy it, is very, very prominent. There's a story of Jaimini, I've told this story. Chai Mini. It says Chai Mini, founder of the Kalamansa philosophy. Was disciple of Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva was teaching his students in the Himalayan mountains the power of Maya. How very careful, the power of Maya is very strong. So Chai Mini was thinking afterwards, I don't think it's very strong. We hear with the old Brahmacharyas, we're serving under the feet of our guru, ashram in the middle of the mountains. No Rajagun here, it's all Shatagun. All living under the ashram, so I don't know how Maya can be so strong. We're quite well situated here, so. Anyway, he was thinking like that. A little while later, there was a terrific storm brewer. It must have been this Kalvaisha one. Like a storm we had a couple of days ago. I mean, this one was really, really, really strong. And really lightning, hailstorms, heavy, heavy. And Jaimini was in his house and he said, glad I'm inside, not outside. And suddenly he heard this screaming sound.
Help me.
High voice, high voice. Oh, help. It sounds like someone's outside there. Oh my God, who could be there in that terrific storm? It's kind of like a tornado. And he was, yes, there's definitely someone is out there. So he was kind of looking around. See anything through the window. And then suddenly the lightning flash came, because it was the wonder of lightning. The lightning came. And he saw it, the manatee was there. He was crying, help, help me, help me. So he went to the manatee, he couldn't see anything, so it could be rain. Come this way to a sound vibration. He was shouting, come here. Otherwise it was all pitch darkness. So she came to his cottage. And she said, oh, I was out collecting some firewood or something in the mountain, and suddenly this storm came and I got lost. And it's okay now, you're safe here. You come inside and I got a blanket and things like that. No. I cannot come inside. And I was like, I'll stay outside on the veranda here. It's okay, I don't need to. No, please. Look at your condition. I'll give you some dry blanket or something you can keep warm. It's freezing cold, you're not wet. And she said, no, I cannot come. He said, come in, this room, nobody else will stay in this room, but you. And here is the key, you go in, you lock the door. If anybody comes, you say, no, sorry. The door is locked, it's not going to be open. Even if I come myself and I knock on the door, you just simply lock that door and say, no. Don't worry, I have protection. So, finally she agreed and she went in that room and locked the door. So Jaimini was thinking, wow, what an incident. That happened, all these terrific storms, and fancy seeing them. Not as yet, in the forests and mountains alone. When that lightning struck, and I saw that happen. And poor girl, she was really distraught in that situation. But she was soaking wet, and her sari was sticking to her body. And I was really kind of very much attracted to the magic. So he went to her room and he knocked on the door. Who is it? Is it Shamini? You open up? No, I'm not going to open up. You promised. I should have not. It's me. I just want to see you. No. You take your word. I'm not going to talk to anyone. Oh, please, Mataji, please, Mataji.
No.
He said they will marry me. She said, I can't do that. I'm single, man. So, time is over. Little bit of relief there, he got some relief. So he's very happy. And she said, but there's one condition. So tomorrow morning there is the day when the sun comes up. I want to go to the top of the mountain. I was on my way there anyway. There's the Devi Mandir. And we can go to the Devi Mandir and we'll get married there for you. Strange father or whatever. So, so the morning came, he was very excited. He hadn't slept the whole night. He was thinking of his prospect wife. So she said, one thing there, when you go up to the top of the mountain, you have to get down on your hands and knees, and I'll sit on your back. And you can walk up, climb up the mountain like that, and I'll be sitting on your back. Yes, yes, I'll do anything. So he put her back at horse, and she sat on his back, and he's climbing up the mountain on his hands and arms and his knees. And of course, with him, after the rainstorm, all the stones and pieces of slate, and all gets washed down from the mountain, so it's full of stones, and it's cutting his feet, and blood was coming from his knees. He didn't notice it. I get almost to the top. Oh, and then he got to the top. Oh, now my dream has come true. And said, okay, we made it. Guru Maharaj, what are you doing on my back? He saw his Guru Maharaj yesterday, he was sitting on his back. And Vasudev said, yes. And you were thinking how Maya is not strong and you were quite safe up here. It's made of one lightning flash. And you were completely bowled over by Maya. That's all how long it took. The flash of the lightning. And you made a donkey of yourself. You made an ass. Turned into an ass. So that's the situation. This is illustrating this story. The Prabhupada, I was in his room here, Lotus Building. Prabhupada's doing something, maybe writing on something, sitting on his desk. And there was an old man, he was a life mentor, and he'd be coming to see Prabhupada every time. But he was about Prabhupada's age, I guess, or even more. Anyway. So he was talking, Prabhupada didn't seem to take him up on what he was saying, but he was writing. And then this man was talking, and he said, they're talking about sex and desires. And this old man said, yes. He said, when you get to a certain age, then naturally all the things become, and naturally you give up your sex desire. Prabhupada looked up and said, very automatically never. Automatically never, it won't go automatically. And then he told the story of Atapar and his minister. Atapar was the emperor of the world for India. And he told it in Bengali, but I knew the story. So Akbar said the same thing. He said to his servant, what was his name? Birbal. Birbal, the servant of Birbal, very famous servant. So he said, Birbal, as we get older, the senses become old, and all the passion goes down, and then we become, then we, like that, we become controlled. just in time, old age and everything, we lose all that passion. So Bhagavan said, I don't think it's like that. He said, yeah, it's like that. He said, look, you come with me. One of your ministers is almost dead. He's really old. He's on his deathbed. He's got a few days to live. He's going to die. So we don't see him. But you bring your beautiful daughter with him. We had a beautiful daughter, princess. And he said, when we go and see your minister, you observe his eyes. You observe where his reaction. So then they went to the old minister's room and they went inside. He told beautiful daughter, that emperor up the bar. And the old emperor, the old minister was lying on his bed and he looked up and opened his eyes and he looked straight at the young beautiful princess. The emperor looked like he was there. But he didn't look at the emperor, he didn't. His eyes went automatically to the magic. The Lord said, you see? You see that? But this is the way this world is designed. Just for a few moments, a few seconds actually, a few seconds sense meditation. Now the whole world is going on under this great illusion of being in joy. So, Prabhupada says here, he says a few times here, in this portion, he says, when my idolatry ceases from material desire, in the story of Pingala, the great prostitute, very famous prostitute, mentioned in the Krishna books. The Gopis said, Pingala, she said, happiness, the greatest happiness is frustration. Famous prostitute. But in that verse, in that, around the area, and this also, Prabhupada's pointing out, and Pingala was pointing out, she voluntarily just gave up the idea of being a prostitute. I'm waiting for customers, there's no one's coming, I'm frustrated, and I enjoy it actually. She voluntarily gave up the desire, and here also they're using this word voluntary. So it's something voluntary that's going to come from each individual. It's not going to go away automatically. It's something voluntary we have to do. Like when we go to the end, to the spiritual realm, opposite under Saraswati Thakur says, you get to the spiritual realm of another being. And Guru is at your side, pushing you on, urging you on. Go on, take that step. There is a wall, the curtain of Yoga Maya, that Yoga and Mahamaya. Mahamaya is not different from Yoga Maya. It's a reflection, there's one potency, but it's reflected as Mahamaya or Yoga Maya. So there is a curtain between the material world and the spiritual world. The Guru takes you up to that curtain. But you have to make the step inside. He doesn't do that. He gives you all help in getting up there. If you don't have an attitude of service to the Dharma, then you get the curtain of Mahamaya. And it's like a brick wall. Or he says even the Sphinx. The Sphinx. In Egypt there's a big Sphinx. Half mile and half mile or something. Anyway, it's made of a mountain. It's carved in the mountain. It's pretty moved, hard to move around. But that's what you're facing against. If you haven't got an attitude of service in entering, going back to Godhead, then Mahamaya presents itself like that Sphinx or a brick wall you cannot get. But if you have a mood of service to the Dharma, then the curtain of Yoga Maya is lifted, then you see the spirit around you, then you can enter. That's a voluntary choice everyone has to make. You came here because of your voluntary choice. Krishna didn't force, the Guru didn't teach. What you made that, we all made that individual choice. Voluntary. Vishwanatha Parikakul says in, it's talking about the creation. And that's right, the creation is going to happen. But the purpose of creation, you know, is for the living entities enjoyment. So just before this creation, or the secondary creation, the personalities are there and wake up the secondary creation. Shiva, Bhagavati, and all these things that are necessary for creation, they're personified. They actually, they're perfect Vaishnava behavior. They humbly ask the living entity, do you really want to go there? Do you with them maintain as managers of everything? But we want your, can we go ahead with this and create this universe? The main purpose behind the universe is to wake us up in Krishna consciousness. Many people, most, they don't want that. We didn't come here to be the controlled, but the servants became to be the employers. But still, this Vaishnava behavior, all these personalities, Mahamaya, Yogamaya, she create personalities, controller of the whole universe, they're asking, do you really want to work? You give us permission, and then. So Krishna, it's not that he's having like a sick joke or something, making this creation that we get bound up again. Trying to work, get out of it yourself. It's not like that. It's not Krishna's got a kind of cynical. But they're all Vaishnava behavior, all those personalities and energies. And they're asking, do you really, really want us to stop? With your permission, we will do it. So right up to the end, you get, they're there to help you. They really don't want us to come in with your work. but ultimately we have to make that choice, it's voluntary. So if we have any individual willpower, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says our willpower is the only strength in man. It means woman also. The only strength is our willpower. He says you have power to move around. But unless you apply your will, it will not move. So will is the power of doing it. So when that will is used, that free will is used to serve Krishna, and the gates are open, if that free will is misused to enjoy it, then you remain in the samsara business, repeat birth and death. Prabhupada says in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, last shloka, last paragraph, last sentence, Prabhupada's finishing up Gita. He says the living entity has minute independence. By proper use of that independence, then he can become situated in the Aladini potency, the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord. So we are, our purpose is to expand Krishna's pleasure. So that's the intention of the author. The author often has his intention at the end, or reveals the intention. So Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is revealing the intention. Prabhupada wants to take us out of the material world. He wants us to use our independence, come back in the pleasure-giving potency where everyone there is serving Radha and Krishna for their pleasure. That's where we belong. That's our constitutional nature. So Prabhupada finishes Bhagavad Gita. That's where he wants to take us. Back in our constitutional nature of servant, servant of Krishna. So this is all a voluntary thing. We have to give an example. went to the form registration office, Krishna Nagar. So he said, why don't you become a citizen? You've been here for so many years. Why don't you become a citizen? I said, I don't want to become a citizen. He said, why not? Why don't you become a citizen? I said, I'm having a big enough problem identifying myself as an Englishman. I don't want to have another identity. I don't want another identity being an Indian. He was a Brahmin, he very respectful. Will you come to my house? Can I give you some food? Anyway, I said. Then he said, listen, you get a piece of paper and you employ it and you say, I'll help you from here, Krishnanagar, because if you go directly to fight the building in Calcutta, you won't get it, you can't jump over. So it has to come from me. So a piece of plain paper and you write on it to the Foreign Administration Office. And the reason why you want to stay here in India, and it's not going to be an ISKCON heading or any kind of heading like that legal thing. It has to come from you. You're the computer citizen. It's not that, you know, here's the head, here's my cover letter from ISKCON. Chinnani Vas Das has been serving in Mayapur for so many years and his service is very valuable, so please make him. No, we don't want that. It has to come from you. You write why you want to come. You should love him, people, or whatever it was. It has to come from you. So this is the idea. Guru is there, everyone is there to help, all the Vaishnavas are there. You have to make that change. But then it's a voluntary that everyone wants to make that voluntary choice. yeah, so this is the idea. Go back, turn back and go ahead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Any comment or question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. My question is, what is the difference between Nitya Siddha and Swarup Siddha? Nitya Siddha and Swarup Siddha.
What's in the second?
Swarup Siddha.
Swarup?
Yeah.
And?
Nitya Siddha and Swarup Siddha.
I think they're the same thing. Nitya Siddha means eternally perfect, you know your constitutional nature. And Swarup means form, you get a form to serve Radha and Krishna. That's Swarup. Nitya means Papa said, Michael. He said, my Guru Maharaj, he was he came into this material world. The Bhaktisiddhanta Shastri Thakur was appearing. My Guru Maharaj came into this material world with a mission to spread Krishna consciousness. And when it was finished, he went to another planet, another place, do exactly the same thing, spread Krishna consciousness. He said, this is called Nitya Siddha. So you can be Nitya Siddha. Follow the Lord and his entourage. And you're on the spiritual path of God. Otherwise, I'm a terminology my name. Something like that. Want something more? Hi.
So, if you tell a lady Krishna, So what did you tell the immigration person that you had this trip? You said that you had to tell the immigration official you wouldn't take an official letter from anybody. You had to give your reason why you wanted to stay here in India. What did you convey?
What did I convey? Well, I think I was doing some traveling at that time with the OVP, and the British passport is easier to travel with. So I said, okay, I'll come and see you. He's retired now, he's done. So this month is the Vaishak month of Vaishak. Vaishaki Kala means kill, death. This very strong wind comes and everyone runs and stands under the trees, and the wind's so strong it blows the tree over. So it's this famous month for that, the strong winds we experience. Anyway, during that time, this month, we can offer water to Shalagram and Tulsi. Put a pot of water over the shalagram and just involve a bit of that. We put a ghee, not ghee, but just a cotton wick, not the ghee. So you can adjust it. So you can make the trip come faster. So that's a very nice month. You can do this for Tulsi and shalagram if you have a shalagram. The Lord is very pleased by this. It's hot month, hot season started. So he started for 1 month for those 1 month. Dripping water on the head. And Srila Prabhupada told me, Bishra, you can observe this ceremony. Prabhupada gave us a shalagram. And at that time he gave us some instructions. That was one of them. During this month of Vaishak, you can put the water on the Tulsi and the shalagram. And also he said, this is hot season, he said, when you pick the Tulsi leaf, until Tulsi leaf should be picked up the sunrise, and you should pick your Tulsi leaf, then wash them, then put them on a cloth, a wet cloth, then put another wet cloth on top. He said that then they will stay fresh all day, otherwise they will all shrivel up because leaf. So it's a tip. Of the countries, I guess in Vrindavan, it gets really, really hot. So it's a way to keep Tulsi fresh all the time. So, the Prabhupada told the Chaitanya Maharaj, the Bhagavan Maharaj, you should worship the Shalagram Shiva in Shitam Mahatma. So this was the first ISKCON temple to worship Shalagram Shiva. And so he said, you can get some Shiva from some friend. Anyway, after some time then, Chaitanya Maharaj got one Shalagram Shiva. So, well, we went to Sri Prabhupada's room here in the Lotus Building. Myself, Chaitanya Maharaj, and Bhagavan. And Chaitanya Maharaj, we had the Shalagram Shiva Prabhupada. Prabhupada took it and he touched his head. And he started to do a little puja. I don't think he knew we were coming even to his room. He got the shalagram, so he went up to Prabhupada to see him. And he didn't quit, he didn't move from his seat. But he had the Shalagram, then he had his tilak there, so he got some tilak, and Ashwin Kap was there, so he made some tilak. Then he had a box of matches in his drawer, and he took up a matchstick and painted with his face on the Shalagram Shila, with his eyes and some little nose, little M-shaped mouth, seagull-shaped mouth, and with bogey dogs. But he flew like this, he said, but doing nicely. Most protocols are very nice. And he was talking different things. He said the Brahmanas, they take the Shalagram Shila and they have down the leg or in a little box. So they move from one place, from the holy place to another. And they go there, they open their box, and then they keep Shalagram worship, means mantra. You see, so they keep mantra, and then they put it to sleep again. Then they go up to another place, and they open up, and they give you mantra, and then you put to sleep again. And then he said, this is Brahmana, the Brahmana, Shalagram worship. Mantra sleeping, mantra sleeping. Then he started laughing. And yeah, so then Jagannath Maharaj has some cloth from Shantipur. It's a very fine silk cloth that they use for Shalagram. So he gave it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada folded it, you know, like a four paper dhoti, Constantine. And he told me he's got a tila container upside down. It's like a leg cup shape. Perfect little curve in it. Then he put the cloth on it, and then he put the Shalagram sheep on the cloth like a dhoti. And then he had the second piece he had, and he folded it and put it around the little chadar. Then Prabhupada took his mala up and put it on the Shalagram. And he was saying different things. And then suddenly he got up and then he put on the Shalagram. He fell off. And I said, oh, did you see? He said, you know that story of Krishnadas Kaviraj? And he went to see Madan Mohan Ji for permission for writing the Chaitanya. He's accepting my service. Anyway, we started the worship. And Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where they have facility, they can introduce the worship of Shalagram and Shila in that temple. We wanted to establish a more temple. Anyway, I started the worship, and nobody knew what Shalagram Shila was in those days. Mostly Americans. There wasn't so many people anyway in my time. But most of them from America, the Indian people were shy to come forward to join this one. I don't blame them. We had all kinds of rumors with CIA and all these things, and say more English one. Of course, we had the Gaudiya Mathi established, plain philosophy, everything. So Indian people were very shy to come forward. One or two Gopal Krishna Maharaj was there. Yeah, Krishna Shila. And he goes, what is that? Is it Jagannath? I said, I guess it's Jagannath. I guess it's Jagannath. I mean, he's black, isn't he? Got white eyes. And I said, you know, this is Narayana Shila. I was getting bewildered. I went to Sri Prabhupada's room and I and up from my sister, Prabhupada, may I ask you a question? He said, yes. I said, some people say that Shalagram Shila is Narayana, and some people say he is Krishna. Prabhupada looked at me and he said, okay, some say. That was it. The tone in which he said it, you know, like, okay, some say. I bowed my way out slowly. I didn't pursue it anymore. And 2 days later, he sent a message. He told that Pujari that he should offer a Vamsi to the shelter. Indicating we should worship as Krishna. Later on we had more telegrams. Next year Prabhupada will come every year, but hopefully stay a month or two. And so next week he came, we had more shaligrams. One shaligram he had a natural mouth, you know, a shaligram they had different lakshanas like chakras and symbols and mouth, open mouth. So this one had an open mouth already. So I was painting the same way as Ajit Prabhupada showed me. Before he had a little lemon-shaped mouth, like seagull shape. So I wanted to do exactly what Prabhupada showed me. So I put the little M-shaped mouth also over the natural mouth. He had a natural hole and a little M-shaped mouth. So then Prabhupada came, he came for darshan and Radha Madhava. Then he looked down at the shaligrams and the feet of the brothers. He said, why he has a moustache? He said, Krishna doesn't have a moustache. I said, no, Sri Prabhupada, it's his mouth. It's his mouth. He said, no, Krishna doesn't have a moustache. I said, no, it's his mouth, but like he showed me, I don't think no. Krishna doesn't have a moustache. Sri Prabhupada, I go Premanandi.